The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to Age-Wise Living with Barbara Friesner. Barbara is here to keep you educated on elder care issues. She will give you the information you need to help your aging loved one and yourself. Now, here is your host, Barbara Friesner.
Hello, and welcome to Age-Wise Living. Thanks so much for joining us today. I am so delighted to be here and to have all of you here, too. I'm your host, Barbara Friesner, and I am a generational coach. As a generational coach, I work with family members who are struggling to help their aging loved ones with a variety of elder care issues. And I always work with the family, by the way, never the senior. And I help the families determine the right solution to their elder care issues. And more importantly, I think anyway, I help the families successfully communicate with their aging loved ones so they will actually do what is in their best interest. Since all generational coaching is by phone, I work with families all over the world, and since sibling relationships are often an issue, in fact, sometimes it's harder to deal with the siblings than it is your aging loved one, I help siblings work together, or at least not sabotage the caregiver. I became a generational coach as a result of more than 25 years of personal experience as a care manager, first for my grandmother for many years, and now for the past 17-plus years for my mother, who has severe advanced dementia. And coupling the 25 years of personal experience with lots of research, 9 years ago I started my company, Age-Wise Living, and became a generational coach to help other caregivers resolve their elder care issues by choice, not crisis. I'm also an adjunct professor at Cornell University, where I teach senior housing management. I'm the creator of the Ultimate Caregiver Success System, which I'm going to be telling you more about in the upcoming weeks. Very excited about that. I write a weekly newsletter with lots of great articles about issues affecting seniors and their families. I write a monthly column for the National Association of Baby Boomer Women, and I'm a speaker and seminar leader, and I have this show, Age-Wise Living, because it is my mission to help family members help their aging loved ones resolve their elder care issues by choice, not crisis. And that's why the focus of this show, Age-Wise Living, is to bring you information on really important and interesting topics to save you time and money and stress. And that's why I'm so delighted to have with us today Eric Hausman. Hi, Eric. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Barbara.
Delighted to have you here. I had the opportunity to hear Eric speak in person a few years ago, and I was so impressed with him. And I decided that anyone who could not only make sense of Medicare, but who could actually make Medicare interesting is definitely someone I want on my show. And that's why I'm just so delighted to have him today as my guest to share this great information with all of you. Eric is currently a consultant with the New York City Department for the Aging's Health Insurance Information Counseling and Assistance Program, or HICAP, as it's called in New York State, and the State Health Insurance Assistance Program, or SHIP, as it's known nationally. Prior to that, Eric worked for almost 10 years with the National Government Services, formerly known as Empire Medicare Services. Yeah. Empire Medicare Services and National Government Services is a Medicare contractor in New York State. He did, and still does, community outreach, and he does presentations on Medicare-related topics and training for HICAP throughout New York State. He also worked for Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield with their Medigap insurance for about 3 years. Eric has a BBA in marketing and an MBA from Baruch College in New York City. So again, welcome, Eric.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Okay. So this program's called Medicare Basics. So let's start with a really basic question. What is Medicare?
Sure. Well, starting from the top, Medicare, it's a federal health insurance program. Primarily, it's for people age 65 or over, but also certain disabled individuals under age 65 and individuals with end-stage renal disease, ESRD, or permanent kidney failure, also can qualify for Medicare coverage.
Okay. And do you need to apply for Medicare, or is it automatic?
Well, for most people, enrolling in Medicare is automatic. As long as you're collecting Social Security prior to age 65, and that's the key, if you're collecting Social Security prior to age 65, you'll get that red, white, and blue Medicare card in the mail automatically about 3 months before you turn 65. But as you may be aware, more and more people are deciding to delay collecting Social Security until after age 65. You know, the full retirement age is working its way up all the way to age 67.
Mm-hmm.
More people are deciding to wait on Social Security until after age 65. If that's the case for you, then Medicare enrollment is not automatic. And unless you're still working or covered under a spouse who's still working, you would want to enroll in Medicare in your 7-month, what they call, initial enrollment period, which includes the 3 months before you turn 65, the month you turn 65, and any of the 3 months after that. And as long as you enroll in Medicare in any of the 3 months before the month you become 65, your Medicare coverage is effective the first of the month in which you turn age 65. And for most people, that's when their Medicare starts, the first of the month, which they turn age 65.
So if they haven't stopped working, they're still working, and they turn 65, it's not automatic. They have to actually apply in order to trigger it, even if they are 65?
Yeah, the idea is whether they're collecting Social Security or not.
Okay, so that's the trigger, really.
Yeah. So
the automatic trigger.
Right. So if they're collecting Social Security, they don't have to worry about enrolling in Medicare. It'll happen automatically. But if they're not, then they would want to enroll unless they are still working or covered under a spouse who's still working, in which case many of those individuals decide to delay enrolling in Medicare Part B until the time they or their spouse retires or loses that coverage.
Okay, and how do you apply? If it's not automatic,
right,
then how do you apply?
Yeah, for those that for whom it's not automatic, they would apply through the Social Security Administration. And they can go to their website, which is www.ssa.gov, or call their toll-free hotline. National number, it's 800-772-1213.
Okay, could you give us that again?
Sure.
Let's do
the
again.
Website for Social Security, again, this is for applying for Medicare. It's www.ssa.gov, or the phone number, 800-772-1213. 1213.
Great. Okay. And there's been so much that's been talked about all the different parts and the A's and B's and C's and D's and Z's and all the rest of it.
Right.
What are the different parts of Medicare?
Well, basically, there's two parts of the original Medicare program. There's Medicare Part A. That's the hospital insurance. Covers people if they're admitted to a hospital or skilled nursing facility. And Medicare Part B, that's the medical insurance, covers people primarily for doctor's services, but also for outpatient services at the hospital.
And are both of those automatic, or when you sign up, or automatic, do both of those kick in?
Right. You'll automatically, for those that are automatically enrolled in Medicare, you'll be automatically enrolled in both Part A hospital and Part B medical coverage.
Okay, and so the Part A hospital, well, let's start with Part B. What does the Part B cover?
Part B covers, it's primarily for doctor services.
Any doctor?
Yeah,
I mean,
any
any
medical doctor and certain other providers, like certain mental health providers, social workers, psychologists, physical therapist, occupational therapist, but primarily it's doctor's services.
Okay. And then the Part A, which is the hospital, what does that cover?
Well, that'll cover you if you're ever to be admitted to a hospital, or if you were discharged from a hospital to a skilled nursing facility for rehab-type care. That's also covered under Medicare Part A.
Okay. And how much does it cost? How does it work?
Yeah, sure. The premium, most everybody gets Medicare Part A hospital insurance for free, for no premium. As long as you've worked and paid into the Medicare program for at least 10 years or 40 quarters, or you were covered under a spouse who's worked and paid into Medicare for at least 10 years, Medicare Part A hospital insurance is free. Medicare Part B, though, that's what you pay for. And this year, the Medicare Part B premium, same as last year, it's $96.40 a month. For most people, it's deducted directly from their Social Security check. And then you might be aware that in 2007, for the first time, they started to charge a higher Part B premium, actually, for people with higher incomes. And these amounts change each year, but this year we're talking about people whose incomes are above $85,000 a year for an individual, $170,000 a year for a couple. They actually pay a higher Part B premium. But for 95% of people with Medicare, they're subject to that standard premium, $96.40 per month.
Okay. And then on top of that, is there a cost under Medicare to see a doctor or go to the hospital?
Sure. Starting with the Medicare Part B for medical services, there's an annual deductible, which you have to meet before Medicare will start to cover your doctor's services. This year, usually it goes up each year, but this year it's actually the same as it was in 2008. It's $135. So the first $135 in covered medical expenses is the responsibility of the person with Medicare. Once you meet that deductible, Medicare generally pays 80% of what they allow, and the person with Medicare is responsible for the other 20%, and that 20% is known as the Medicare coinsurance. And for mental health services, it's actually a little different. For mental health services, most services of a psychiatrist, psychologist, certified social worker, those are actually paid at 50% of what Medicare allows. So you have more out-of-pocket for those services. But for most every service, whether it's an office visit or a surgery or radiology, x-ray services, those are all paid by Medicare at 80% of what they allow once the person has met the annual Part B deductible.
Okay.
That's basically on the Part B side. On the Part A side, there's a big deductible. If somebody had to be admitted to the hospital this year for an admission of up to 60 days, Medicare takes care of everything but that Part A deductible. And that Part A deductible this year is $1,068.
Wow.
Yeah, and if you're in the hospital beyond that, there can be additional cost-sharing amounts that you're responsible for as well. And I hope this will help to point out the importance of people having other insurance besides Medicare. Because for people with Medicare only, they could wind up and do wind up paying often a lot out of pocket, especially for hospitalization. And sometimes people with Medicare, they don't even realize that.
Okay, now what I would like to do, we're going to take a short break. What I'd like to do is to come back and talk about some of the other ways to cover it, because I think that's really important.
Sure.
We're going to go down for a short break right now. This is Barbara Friesner, and you're listening to Age Wise Living. Our guest today is Eric Hausman, and when we come back, he'll be answering that question and more Medicare questions. And if you'd like to ask Eric your Medicare questions, please call toll-free 866-472-5788. And by the way, if you'd like to know more about generational coaching, I urge you to go to my website, which is agewiseliving.com. And while you're there, to please sign up for my free weekly newsletter. That's agewiseliving.com. So we will be right back.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you struggling with caregiving responsibilities for your parents, in-laws, or other aging loved ones? Are you in an elder care power struggle with your siblings? Are you struggling to balance work and elder care and feeling you're losing control of both? Are elder care issues such as driving, finances, or maintaining their home costing you time, money, relationships, and peace of mind? Wanting to help an aging loved one is one of the most loving and compassionate things you can do. However, your help may not always be appreciated or well received, leaving you tired, frustrated, and overwhelmed. If this sounds like what you're going through, you're not alone. I'm Barbara Friesner, and I'm a generational coach, and I'm here to help you. To get started, just call me toll-free for a complimentary Get Acquainted conversation at 877-AGE-WISE. That's 877-AGE-WISE. Or go to my website, agewiseliving.com. That's agewiseliving.com, to resolve your elder care issues by choice, not crisis. Call 877-AGE-WISE.
Go behind the scenes of what you see, hear, and read on the news. Learn the ins and outs of public relations on Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Cindy Rakowitz is a Clio Award winner and founder of Rock and Roll Public Relations, who wants to share her PR experiences and knowledge with you. Learn how to handle a crisis, deal with celebrities, and become a terrific PR executive. Listen to the Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time here on News Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Amanda, age 3. Tyler, age 8. Marissa, age 4.5.
We could tell you just how many child abductions last year led to Amber Alerts, but this isn't about cold statistics. It's about saving kids.
Shaniqua, age 14.
To get free Amber Alerts on your cell phone, go to wirelessamberalerts.org. When an alert is issued in your area, you'll receive it as a free text message. Wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to AgeWise Living with Barbara Friesner. Do you have a question for Barbara, a comment or problem you wish to discuss on today's program? Call in now at 1-866-472-5788. That's toll-free, 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to Barbara at agewiseliving.com. Now back to our program.
Hi, and welcome back to Age Wise Living. I'm Barbara Friesner, and today we're talking with Eric Hausman, and he's answering all kinds of Medicare questions. And before we went on the break, Eric, you were talking about the costs and the high deductibles and that sort of thing, and then some other insurance to help defray the costs, and I think that's really important. Could you expand on that a little bit, please?
Sure. We were talking before about the Medicare Part B deductible and the 20% or 50% coinsurance for medical services, and then the high Part A deductible. And how do people fill in those gaps in Medicare coverage? Well, some people are very fortunate where they have insurance through their own or their spouse's former employer or union plan that'll fill in all or most of those gaps in coverage. Other people with very low incomes and resources may qualify for another federal health insurance program, Medicaid, in addition to Medicare, in which case Medicaid can fill in those gaps in coverage, so long as their providers, their doctors, accept both Medicare and Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
But for those that don't have coverage, retiree health insurance coverage, and who make too much money to have Medicaid, they might want to purchase a private Medicare supplement, what they call a Medigap policy. And the federal government has standardized the different types of Medigap plans that companies can sell. And those Medigap plans help to pay that 20% Medicare coinsurance. Most all the plans cover that Part A deductible, that $1,068 deductible. And then other benefits vary from one plan to the next. So that's an option that people have to fill in the gaps, again, in Medicare coverage, because you can see that Medicare is not a program that covers 100% of most medical expenses.
Yeah, it can really add up, too.
Absolutely.
And so you said that the government has standardized what the companies can offer, but how do you go about finding a plan.
Right. What I would recommend is starting with a comparison of the plans. If you go to the Medicare website, which is www.medicare.gov, again, www.medicare.gov, there's a great brochure. It's called Choosing a Medigap Policy, which you can download or order from the publications that are available. And there you can see a chart which compares the different types of Medigap plans that are available for sale. And then here in New York State, if you went to the New York State Insurance Department, you would be able to find out exactly which companies sell which of these private Medigap plans and exactly how much they cost. And that's probably your best source, your local New York State, your local state insurance department for finding out information about Medigap plans. Mm-hmm. Because they regulate the different insurers that sell these.
Okay, so again, it's Medicare.gov?
Yes.
Medicare.gov is the website to go to for that information.
Yes, and for a lot of Medicare information. That's a good starting point.
Great. Excellent. And you mentioned, one of the things that you mentioned, and we're going to keep giving that, website because it really is a great website. It's one of those ones that actually has a lot of great information.
Yes. You
mentioned if the doctor accepts Medicare and Medicaid. Now, do all providers need to accept Medicare? Since it's a government program, is that like required that they accept it?
No, actually, it's not. And there are different categories of doctors. And when you talk about this, people have to understand about the concept of assignment. I'll give you a couple of terms here. What does it mean when a doctor accepts Medicare's assignment? Well, when a doctor accepts Medicare's assignment, that means the doctor is agreeing to accept whatever Medicare allows as payment in full. And in that case, the person with Medicare is only responsible for any unmet portion of that $135 deductible, plus the 20% or 50% Medicare coinsurance. That's assignment. Now, when doctors participate in Medicare, that means that they agree to accept assignment 100% of the time on all claims for all people with Medicare. And most doctors in this country, more than 75, 80% of doctors in the United States, do participate in Medicare. The majority do. When a doctor doesn't participate in Medicare, though, they have a choice on each and every claim they submit to Medicare, whether they want to accept Medicare's assignment or they don't want to accept Medicare's assignment. Now, when a person sees a doctor that does not participate in Medicare and they decide not to accept assignment on a claim, the doctor is not allowed to just charge whatever they want or just their usual fees. The federal government limits doctors who do not accept Medicare's assignment to charging only up to an additional 15%. 15% above what Medicare allows. They refer to that as the federal limiting charge. And then some states limit doctors even more. But in the United States, they limit doctors, again, to charging only up to an additional 15% above what Medicare allows.
Now, can a doctor decide not to take Medicare or will accept Medicare? Oh, well, I guess that I just answered my own question. If they accept Medicare, they agree to accept whatever the cost is, the payment is, and that's the end of it. But are there some doctors who will take Medicare and then charge the patient for the rest? And I'm guessing the answer is no.
Well, there are some doctors. There's a third category of doctors who have opted out of Medicare entirely. And when a doctor opts out of Medicare, what they do is they file an affidavit with the Medicare contractor that handles claims in their area, and they're out of the Medicare program for 2 years. And during that 2-year period, they cannot bill Medicare. Medicare pays nothing for these doctors. And these doctors are not in the Medicare program. So they're not limited to what Medicare allows or the limiting charge. They're able to bill and can collect up to 100% of their usual fees. So this is the third category. Not many providers have actually opted out of Medicare because certainly the majority can't do without the Medicare business. But for those that do, if a patient sees one of these doctors, the patient and the doctor have to sign what they call a private contract beforehand. So the patient knows in advance that this doctor is not in the Medicare program and they're agreeing to be responsible for 100% of the doctor's usual fee.
And then if you get a bill over and above that, what do? You write to the company and you say, no, no, no.
Well, again, if the doctor's opted out of Medicare, they can bill and can collect the usual fee.
But, I mean, if they accept Medicare.
Right.
And then on top of that, send a bill to the patient.
Right. Well, if the doctor is participating in Medicare, just to recap those three categories, if the doctor is participating in Medicare, that means they always accept assignment, and they never bill above what Medicare allows.
Okay. Well, so the reason I ask is because my mother's gotten a few bills, which I pay, and my mother's gotten some for doctor stuff that's over and above what her pension and her, you know, insurance and Medicare pays for. So I'm going to have to look into that. So thank you for answering that question.
Yeah, and, you know, and the way people know how much they're responsible for is they should really examine their Medicare summary notice. And you should be receiving that at least every 3 months. And on the top of that Medicare summary notice, you'll recognize it because it says, this is not a bill.
Mm-hmm.
This is a summary of your Medicare Part B benefits. And there it tells you in writing exactly what the doctor charged, what Medicare allowed, what Medicare paid, and very important, it tells you, the patient, what your responsibility is after Medicare. So
right.
You know if the doctor's charging more than what they are allowed to collect under the Medicare program.
But then do I have to pay what I'm responsible for?
And that's the most the doctor can charge you. Now, you may well have other insurance, which will take care of all or most of what that Medicare summary notice says
Okay. You're
responsible for. But the first step is to look at the summary notice and then to look at the notice that you get from your secondary insurance for those that have other insurance to see if it's paying the entire balance or not.
Okay. So under what circumstances would I have to pay anything? If I have if they've agreed to accept Medicare.
Right. Agreed to accept assignment, right?
Right.
Yes.
So isn't that it?
Well, in which case, if the doctor's accepting assignment, Medicare is not paying 100% of the doctor's.
Oh, right.
They're
right.
Only paying 80%.
Got it.
After that deductible.
Okay.
So even if you have other insurance, you still may be responsible for the deductible if your other insurance does not cover that.
Got it. All right. I'll have to look into that. Now, one of the questions that I wanted to ask, because I hear this bandied about, I've heard it before. There's Medicare Advantage, and then there's Original Medicare.
Yes.
And what's the difference?
Sure. Those are basically your two choices under the Medicare program. It's either Original, Traditional, Fee-for-Service, Straight, Regular Medicare, which is what we've been talking about so far. Or you can join a private, what they call, Medicare Advantage plan. Usually Medicare Advantage, usually these are Medicare managed care plans. They might be a Medicare HMO or PPO, Preferred Provider Organization plan. And when you choose to join one of those plans, you get all your Medicare benefits through that one private plan. And they are required to cover everything Original Medicare covers. And oftentimes, as an incentive to join one of those plans, they may cover services to a limited extent that Medicare does not.
Okay, this is a complicated one. We're going to take a short break because I really think I know I need more clarification when we come back, okay? So we're going to stop here for a short break. This is Barbara Friesner, and you're listening to AgeWise Living. And our guest today is Eric Hausman. And when we come back, he'll be answering that question and more. And I urge you that if you'd like to ask Eric your Medicare questions, please call toll-free 866-472-5788. I also encourage you to go to my website, agewiseliving.com, and to sign up for my weekly newsletter, and that's agewiseliving.com. And with that, we will be right back.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you struggling with caregiving responsibilities for your parents, in-laws, or other aging loved ones? Are you in an elder care power struggle with your siblings? Are you struggling to balance work and elder care and feeling you're losing control of both? Are elder care issues such as driving, finances, or maintaining their home costing you time, money, relationships, and peace of mind? Wanting to help an aging loved one is one of the most loving and compassionate things you can do. However, your help may not always be appreciated or well received, leaving you tired, frustrated, and overwhelmed. If this sounds like what you're going through, you're not alone. I'm Barbara Friesner, and I'm a generational coach, and I'm here to help you. To get started, just call me toll-free for a complimentary Get Acquainted conversation at 877-AGE-WISE. That's 877-AGE-WISE. Or go to my website, agewiseliving.com. That's agewiseliving.com to resolve your elder care issues by choice, not crisis. Call 877-AGE-WISE.
If you want to put the pep back in your step, Chad Lafferty says just what you're looking for. Dance is life. Life is dance.
It's only about dance.
It's about moving through life with style, gaining awareness of the never-ending, ever-flowing movement that accompanies all of life's activities. Dance is life. Life is dance. Broadcast every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Radio Network. Be sure to tune in and tap into the limitless healing that dance can provide.
Can't stop now.
Think of the world 50 years ago. Now think of this same world and how it'll be 50 years from now. Did you know that if the world's population continues to grow at its current rate, our children and grandchildren will only have 25% of the resources per capita that our parents and grandparents had? We must preserve the foundation of a quality standard of living. That foundation starts with Go Green Radio. Join your host, Jill Buck, for Go Green Radio every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Voice America.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to AgeWise Living with Barbara Friesner. If you have a question for Barbara, a comment or problem you wish to discuss on today's program, call in now at 1-866-472-5788. That's toll-free, 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to Barbara at agewiseliving.com. Now back to our program.
Hi, and welcome back to AgeWise Living. I'm Barbara Friesner, and today we are talking with Eric Hausman, and he is answering Medicare questions. And I really encourage you to please do call in toll-free to 866-472-5788 because he's the man to ask. And before we went to break, you were talking about original Medicare versus the Medicare Advantage. And let's go back to that.
Sure. And those are basically the two choices that everyone has in the Medicare program in the United States. So it's either original traditional Medicare with some sort of supplement, whether that's through a former employer, whether that's through Medicaid or a privately purchased Medigap plan. That's one whole choice.
And that's what we've been talking about. We had that all covered.
Yes.
Okay.
But your other choice is to join what they call a Medicare Advantage plan. And we were saying these are primarily managed care type plans where you have networks of providers, doctors, and hospitals, and you pay fixed copayments each time you go to the doctor, each time you have a hospital service. You might pay fixed copayments for other benefits under the program as well. And when you join, if you choose to join one of these Medicare Advantage plans, you get all of your Medicare benefits through that one private plan. Your hospital coverage, your doctor coverage, if you have prescription drug coverage, all through that one plan. And then as an incentive for people to join these plans, not only do they cover everything original Medicare does, but to a limited extent, they may also provide coverage for things like that Medicare doesn't, like dental care or eyeglasses or a hearing aid or a routine physical examination. All, again, as an incentive to join, provide additional benefits.
So this is like an HMO?
Yeah, typically
it's like it.
An HMO is one type of Medicare Advantage plan where they have you're limited, unless it's an emergency, to their network of doctors and hospitals, meaning you could only use doctors and hospitals that participate in the plan.
Okay.
But they have other types of Medicare Advantage plans, like a Medicare, in some areas, a Medicare PPO, Provider Organization Plan, where although they also have a network of providers, it allows you to go outside of their network to providers that don't participate. And it gives you more flexibility there in how you get your coverage.
Okay. And what's the advantage of one over the other?
Well, the advantage of Original Medicare plus a supplement like a Medigap policy is you have the greatest choice, the greatest flexibility. You can go to pretty much any hospital, and most any doctor, except for those few doctors who have opted out of the Medicare program. Plus, between Medicare and a Medigap policy, and often a retiree supplement policy as well, that might very well be 100% coverage, with Medicare paying 80% and the supplement picking up the other 20%. The disadvantage of Original Medicare plus a privately purchased Medigap plan is the Medigap plans can be pretty expensive. So that's the downside. The advantage of Medicare Advantage over Original Medicare plus a privately purchased Medigap plan is a big advantage is there's lower premium. In some areas, you might be able to find a Medicare Advantage plan for no premium, but even if they do charge a premium, it's less than you would pay for a privately purchased Medigap plan. So for somebody that had Medicare only and didn't have a retiree plan and cannot afford a Medigap plan, or maybe just doesn't want to pay that premium, that might be an attractive option for them to join a Medicare Advantage plan. Plus, we said before that they cover everything Original Medicare does, plus they provide limited benefits for some things that would not be covered by Medicare, even with a Medigap plan on top of that.
Okay. And if your doctor and your hospital and stuff is in that, then it kind of makes sense.
Right. That's the key. Before joining a Medicare Advantage plan, you want to find out if you have doctors and hospitals that you're committed to that you would not be willing to change. You have to make sure that those doctors participate in the plan, and you would also want to make sure that even though they participate, that they're also able to accept new patients under the plan as well. And that's a good question to ask.
Yeah,
absolutely. Okay, and you also want to find out as well, sometimes the plans may have certain restrictions. Although they cover everything Original Medicare covers, you might be required to get some sort of pre-authorization for things like maybe some mental health services or physical therapy before the plan will approve payment for those. So that's something you'd want to check if you're somebody that knows they're going to need those services prior to joining the plan.
Okay, and certainly something to check to, you know, even if you don't think you're ever going to need it, it's certainly something worth knowing so that you know. Now, if somebody, just a real quick question, if somebody goes into one and then their doctor opts out, can they change plans?
The people are not able to switch Medicare Advantage plans just because their doctor or other provider is no longer participating in that plan. That is not a reason why they're able to switch plans, unfortunately. However, they may be able to switch. Certainly, everyone with Medicare can switch at least once a year during the annual election period, which runs every year from November 15th to December 31st.
And that's Original Medicare or the Medicare Advantage?
You can switch either. You can switch pretty much anything between November 15th and December 31st. You can switch from a Medicare Advantage plan to another plan, or back to Original Medicare, or the other way around.
Okay.
And any switch you make during that time will be effective January 1st. And then they have an additional enrollment period for Medicare Advantage, which runs every year from January to March, where you can make one additional switch, either going into or coming out of a Medicare Advantage plan, to be effective the first of the following month.
Okay.
So although people are not able to switch because their doctor is no longer in the plan, they are able to switch at a minimum during these two enrollment periods.
Great. Okay, now one thing we haven't covered, and I think we need to, and that is talking about drug coverage.
Sure.
How and when can people get drug coverage through Medicare?
Well, the Medicare drug coverage is properly known as Medicare Part D, and that was a benefit that was added in 2006. People can sign up for a Medicare Part D drug plan. It's because the drug coverage is only available through private plans that are contracted with Medicare. Mm-hmm. Somebody is able to sign up for one of these plans during their seven-month initial enrollment period that we talked about before, when they're first eligible for Medicare, surrounding the month in which they turn 65. If they don't sign up during that time, though, or they did sign up but now they don't like the plan and they want to switch, for most people with Medicare, they have to wait until, again, that annual election period, which, again, runs from November 15th to December 31st each year,
mm-hmm.
where they can make another switch to be effective the following January 1st.
Okay. And one of the things that has come up is that people ask me, and that is that they're on a drug.
Yes.
And all of a sudden their plan doesn't pay for it, or what is that all about?
Sure. Well, these Medicare Part D plans, they each have a formulary. They each have a list of covered drugs that they provide under their plan. But a person with Medicare, it's possible that these plans do not necessarily cover every drug that they might be taking or that they might need in the future. However, the plans are required to cover drugs for any condition that a person might have today or might develop. So, for instance, if somebody has hypertension, high blood pressure, they might not cover one particular drug, but they will cover at least a couple of others for that same condition. So if somebody finds themselves on a plan and they have a prescription for something that the plan does not cover, the first thing to ask is to have a conversation with their doctor to say, you know, the plan I have, they don't cover the medication that you're giving me for high blood pressure, but they cover these other three. Can you switch to one of these other three? If the doctor can, problem solved, and the plan will pay for it. If the doctor cannot, if the doctor's insistent that, no, you know, we tried what's on the plan formulary for you before, and you had a bad reaction, or in my opinion, it's just not as effective for somebody with your condition, in that case, with the doctor's support, you can request an exception. And if the doctor can prove to the plan that that one particular drug is the one that's necessary for you, the plan would have to grant that, even though it's not on their formulary, and then continue to pay for it at least until the end of the year, at which point you can always switch to another plan for the following year.
That does cover that.
So I should also mention, as we were saying, that if you wind up in a situation where you're on a Part D plan and the Part D plan decides to remove something from their formulary during the year, the people that are currently taking that drug are protected, and the plan will need to cover that drug for that individual at least until the end of the calendar year. Okay, so again, so although they can change the formulary during the year, they cannot change it for an individual that's currently stabilized under that medication. And that's an important protection that was added soon after the Part D program began.
Yeah, because I remember how much of a problem that was. And that's also why we're doing this now, because there are a lot of things to really research before you get into, before you make a decision and you look at that decision. And I'd like to actually ask you about that when we come back. Right now, we're going to stop here for a short break. This is Barbara Friesner, and you are listening to AgeWise Living. And our guest today is Eric Hausman. He's an expert. So I hope that you will call in with your questions. To do so, please call toll-free 866-472-5788. I also would love to have you sign up for my newsletter, it's a free newsletter, comes out every week. So to do that, go to agewiseliving.com. That's agewiseliving.com. And with that, we will be right back.
News. Opinion.
Can you hear me?
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Why is Pepsi cooler than Coke? Why are iPods so popular? In 2005, how can you launch a successful brand? Want to know? Learn about the fascinating and intriguing world of graphic design and branding on Design Matters with Debbie Millman. Every Friday at 12 Pacific Standard Time, Debbie Millman will provide you with a provocative look into the stimulating world of design as it intersects with contemporary culture. Hear what the experts have to say about creating, maintaining, and launching a brand in today's challenging marketplace. Join us every Friday at 12 Pacific Standard Time for Design Matters with Debbie Millman, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Are you struggling with caregiving responsibilities for your parents, in-laws, or other aging loved ones? Are you in an elder care power struggle with your siblings? Are you struggling to balance work and elder care and feeling you're losing control of both? Are elder care issues such as driving, finances, or maintaining their home costing you time, money, relationships, and peace of mind? Wanting to help an aging loved one is one of the most loving and compassionate things you can do. However, your help may not always be appreciated or well received, leaving you tired, frustrated, and overwhelmed. If this sounds like what you're going through, you're not alone. I'm Barbara Friesner, and I'm a generational coach, and I'm here to help you. To get started, just call me toll-free for a complimentary Get Acquainted conversation at 877-AGE-WISE. That's 877-AGE-WISE. Or go to my website, agewiseliving.com. That's agewiseliving.com to resolve your elder care issues by choice, not crisis. Call 877-AGE-WISE.
How many of us haven't felt ripped off at one time or another? Don't you wish you had someplace to tune in for the answers? Join Jennifer Litwin every week on The Shop Cop. She'll take the time to explain real value and keep you away from the fraud that's out there in the shopping world. Jennifer has become the shopper's advocate, which means she can get you on the right track. Her guests are a who's who in the retail world. Don't get caught making a mistake in this down economy. Jennifer Litwin is here to help. The Shop Cop, live Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Variety Channel.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to AgeWise Living with Barbara Friesner. If you have a question for Barbara, a comment or problem you wish to discuss on today's program, call in now at 1-866-472-5788. That's toll-free, 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to Barbara at agewiseliving.com. Now back to our program.
Hi, welcome back to AgeWise Living. I'm Barbara Friesner, and we are talking with Eric Hausman, and he is answering your Medicare questions. So I really encourage you to call in. But before we went to the break, Eric, you were talking about the different drug programs and stuff like that. So yes. You want to continue on with that a little bit more?
Sure. Because we always get the question of how people can choose a Medicare Part D drug plan. Because wherever you are in the United States, you have many choices about plans. And these plans each have their own formulary, so not every plan necessarily covers all of your medications. And they have their own networks of participating pharmacies. So the pharmacy that you like to go to does not necessarily take all the plans that are available in your area.
Yes,
how can you choose when you have so many plans? The only way you can make a really good decision is by going, again, to the Medicare website. They have this great search tool. It's again, the website is www.medicare.gov, www.medicare.gov, where if you use the plan search tool, where if you enter the names of your drugs, but not just the names, also the dosage, the strength, also the quantity that you take each month, and then you select the pharmacy that you like to go to, that search tool will rank those plans based on your individual needs, from least expensive to most expensive.
So a plan really depends on how much you take and what the dosage is and stuff like that?
It's very specific, the information that you need to enter on that search tool in order for that search tool to then rank the plans on cost based on your individual needs. And that's how you can make a good decision. Because in many areas, you might have, for people on original Medicare, 50 or more drug plans to choose from. And when you have so many plants to choose from, again, the best way to search is to go to the website, go through that search tool, and then realistically, you'll probably only consider the first three or the first six plants, unless you have strong feelings about a particular company. For those that don't use the Internet, they can get the same information over the phone by calling 1-800-MEDICARE. And that 1-800-MEDICARE, easy to remember, and it's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Where if you call and you have all that information on the medications you use, someone, a representative at that number, will go through that search for you and can give you the results.
I've never realized how lucky, I mean, I've thought about it, but I'm just now realizing how lucky we are. My mother does not take any drugs because this is amazing.
Sure. And even people that don't take any medications might still want to consider signing up for a Medicare Part D drug plan, because if they don't have other drug coverage and they didn't sign up when they were first eligible and then they choose to sign up later, they could be penalized for late enrollment in the Medicare Part D drug program.
Okay, explain that.
Sure. Again, so for people that, because some people decide that they're not going to sign up for a Medicare Part D drug plan because...
Why would they not?
Because they don't take any medications.
Oh, okay.
And they don't want to have to pay a premium for something they feel they won't use. And it's their right, because this is a voluntary optional program. But again, for people that don't sign up and choose to sign up later and don't have other drug coverage, like maybe through a former employer or maybe through the VA, the Veterans Administration, or maybe through their state prescription drug program for those states that have them, if they choose to sign up later, the government penalizes them for late enrollment. Okay, and that gets to be more substantial as the years go on, that penalty, that late enrollment penalty.
So you mean, so yes, and it's the longer you go without it, the more it costs, right?
Right, and it's not just the penalty as well. People should also consider, if they're waiting to join Part D plan, that they cannot join a Part D plan for most people whenever they want. If you don't sign up when you're first eligible, most people with Medicare have to wait until the end of the year, that November 15 to December 31st, to be effective the following January 1st. So they should consider that as well.
Well, okay. All right. And what is, you had mentioned earlier about preventive services, and I wanted to go back to that very briefly. What preventative services does Medicare cover?
Well, you can get a complete listing of preventive services that Medicare covers on the website. They have a publication, Your Guide to Medicare's Preventive Services, which has all the details on all the preventive services Medicare pays for, things such as screening mammography and pap smear and pelvic exam and a flu vaccine and pneumonia vaccination, colorectal cancer screening. They cover, I should also mention another one. They do cover a one-time wellness exam for people that are new to Medicare during the first 12 months of their Part B eligibility. And that's important.
One time a year or one time ever?
One time ever.
Oh.
Yeah, they call this the Welcome to Medicare physical exam. And that's because it's a very limited benefit. It's only one time, and it's only covered during the first 12 months that a person has Medicare. So for people that are just aging into Medicare, they should speak to their doctor about getting that as early as possible.
Okay. And anything else that the other preventative services?
Yeah, they cover a number of preventive services. Prostate cancer screening. They cover glaucoma screening for people that are at risk for glaucoma. For people that are at risk for diabetes, they have diabetes tests that they cover as well. They cover smoking cessation counseling for those that are looking to stop smoking that are Medicare beneficiaries. They cover blood glucose monitors and test strips for people with diabetes so that people can monitor their own blood glucose level. There are several, you know, preventive services that they cover. But again, that reference has them all in the detail.
Okay, and if you would give us that again.
Sure. It's, again, the same Medicare website. and the publication is called Your Guide to Medicare's Preventive Services.
So actually, if you go to, and in fact, if you go to Medicare.gov and look at some of the, look for the handbooks and look for the pamphlets and things like that, there really is a lot of really good information. You can either download it, and the phone number to call if you don't have access to a computer is Medicare, 1-800-MEDICARE, right?
That's correct, the 1-800-MEDICARE, and again, it's open 24/7, so it's always available to you.
Great. Well, I am so sorry that that's all the time we have today. The time went really fast, and I'd like to again thank you, Eric, for being a wonderful guide to Medicare.
Thank you.
And by the way, if you have any questions for Eric that you would like to ask, email them to me, Barbara Friesner, at agewiseliving.com. That's Barbara at agewiseliving.com. Barbara at agewiseliving.com. And then he'll answer those questions in my next newsletter. That's Barbara at agewiseliving.com. Please do tune in next Tuesday when we have a special guest who will be Rebecca Starr, who's going to be giving us great information about how to seniorize your home and how to make it senior friendly, whether for your loved one or you. I had a great time. I want to thank you all so much for listening. So until next Tuesday, this is your most appreciative host, Barbara Friesner, saying have a terrific week, and carpe diem, seize the day.
We appreciate your joining us for AgeWise Living with host Barbara Friesner. Please tune in again next Tuesday morning at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, here on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.